Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning. We are still at the Cobb Galleria, where we have just concluded the 2014 CIO of the Year Awards. A great crowd, the who's who of the technology industry, and I'm very honored that my guest right now is Mr. Walt Carter, a dear friend of mine and somebody that I have great respect for, CIO of Generation Mortgage, who today, just about 20 minutes ago, was the winner in the corporate category. That's organizations with up to 1,000 employees. There were four great candidates. All of them have done some tremendous things, but the winner is Walt Carter, and I'm honored Walt is here. We were talking a minute ago, and I said, Walt, technology is critically important, and everybody's got to have the technology aspect, but your heart is bigger than all outdoors. You've been involved as a volunteer through TechBridge and many other organizations, so I think that had to play a big part in this award. But first of all, congratulations and welcome to Booth 61.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, did it grab you? Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was really surprised, to be honest with you. I mean, you look at the level of competition this year, you know, record number of nominees, every single one of these finalists in every category, you know, you can make a strong case that they should have been the winner in every case. I mean, all of these guys have done some really creative, innovative work. Their leadership skills are just, you know, par excellent. And so, yeah, I was surprised, to be honest with you. It's been the story of my career that, you know, I'm a good number two. You know, it's rare day that I get to walk away with the trophy, and I'm really appreciative. Like I said, you know, in receiving the award, I really do accept it as a representative of a bigger team. Certainly not just for me, but you know, as a guy that you know, like you said, you know, the technology is pretty important anymore, and you can't really escape from technology. But ultimately, it's about connecting that technology into some type of a heart purpose, some type of a heart mission, you know, and certainly that's been, you know, the leading light, I think, for me for many, many years is just, you know, how do we make this stuff actually work and deliver value into our community? And ultimately, it is about the community. It's not just, you know, me or you individually. It's, you know, our connection leads to value creation if we do it right, you know. And if we do it wrong, it leads to value diminution, right? It goes away in the other direction. And so the power connection is really the keynote, if you will, that this is how we make technology work. We power it up. But ultimately, when we power it up correctly, we're powering up connections between people.
You inspire a lot of people. Who inspires you?
You know, golly, I was really inspired by David Guthrie. You know, you talk about, you know, our Lifetime Achievement Award today. David is just a powerful story of perseverance in the face of, you know, his health challenges, perseverance in terms of being told that he couldn't do many, many things. You know, he was frankly lied to a lot, it sounds like, but ultimately it was those kinds of motivators that caused him to become the man that he is and to really truly deserve this achievement award. I mean, this guy is a remarkable speaker today. I was very impressed with his story. And I'm a customer of PGI, so I really appreciate what he's done with the technology, too. But it means more to me now because I know him personally.
Well, I've had the pleasure of knowing him for probably 15, 17 years back when he was at Fuqua Ventures. And I had lunch with him 2 weeks ago, and I knew about some of the health things. But I said, David, I've heard so many different stories. Start off at ground zero. And so we went all the way back to elementary school, and he never finished high school. He had to get a GED, et cetera, et cetera. Sarah and I had lunch with him at Bones, and we were sitting there, tears running down our face in Bones. It was that kind of experience. But we were October 31st. You got two more months left in 2014. What are you going to do with them at Generation Mortgage?
You know, we've got a lot of things going on at Generation right now, and you know, again, we've got you know, many big projects that we're currently underway on. I've got a team of people focused like a laser beam right now on delivering value to the organization. You know, we're still you know, very influential lobbyist within the reverse industry, trying to, you know, improve the status, if you will, of our product. And you know, so there's no shortage of work. You know, there's a shortage of workers, but there's no shortage of work.
I can help.
I appreciate
that. What I do for a living.
I appreciate that. You know, I want to tag on to one more thing that you just asked, and that's the you know, the other folks that inspire me. You know, I have had the pleasure now of meeting many of the nominees this year, and some of these guys have become really good friends. You know, and I won't name names, but I will tell you that, you know, again, you know, when I look around at the Atlanta community, and especially our tech community, it really is special. I mean, I've worked in a lot of the other major markets over my career. I'm actually heading up to North Carolina this evening for my 30th college reunion.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and so it's kind of shocking in a way to come to terms with 30 years of a career now post-college. And in another way, though, I look around at the Atlanta community and I compare it to, you know, Detroit and Minneapolis, New York, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, and you know, all of those cities would love to have what we have here. They would love to have the tight-knit, helping each other out, tough-knit IT community that gives so much back into the nonprofit space here. It's really unique. It's really different than any of the other major markets that I've played in over the years, and I can't tell you again how much I appreciate what you and the radio program here does for that. You know, your participation with Leadership Atlanta, your participation with GCLA, and all these other events. But, you know, it's really remarkable, I think. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there on the record as well.
Thank you. I believe you could go to Silicon Valley from Austin to Boston to the Research Triangle, and there are some really smart people, and there are some really successful companies. But the community, no one touches Atlanta. And I've heard this from executives at Dell, from executives at HP, from executives at Microsoft. And they say, it's like you've got a magic community. And I think it's, I don't know if it's Southern culture. I don't know if it's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the blessing of the good Lord. But there's such a powerful love and care for one another. And that's what made TechBridge so successful, with your help as an employee and as a board member. People just care here differently than they do in any other part of the country. Not because I live here or was born here, and I think that, but that is what I'm told every single day when I talk to someone from somewhere else. So, and you're a big part of that, Walt.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I'm told the same thing from folks that come in from out of town to visit with us and to sell us services and hardware. So it really is unique. And so, you know, rather than you know, just kind of feel wonderful about that, I really appreciate the fact that we're starting to extend what we have into these other markets through TechBridge now. And just as Frank said this morning, you know, with a Boston. CIO of the Year Awards. And so we're gonna start to push this tight-knit community, this kind of bonding that we do in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, and I think it's going to make, you know, every place that we go that much stronger, that much better as a community.
There's no question. But you have about 75 people right across from us, all dying to shake your hand and give you a kiss on the cheek. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. But Walt, congratulations. It's a privilege to be your friend, and I know that we'll be seeing you on stages for many, many years to come.
Thank you for having me today, Ricky. I appreciate it.
God bless.